Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. In my early years when I was in politics, I used to assume every inquiry was genuine and worthy of answering. Silly me. My mentor was quick to teach me how to spot the agenda behind what looked like an innocent question. I see the same dynamic play out in the thought leadership space. Here are two types of questions that I steer clients far away from. First up, what I call the story questions. Now, y'all have seen these before. They last about 3 to 5 minutes and start out with a story or a perspective based on experience. A nondescript question gets tacked on at the end because, hey, it's Q&A. These usually occur after we give a presentation. What these folks really want is, one, to show how knowledgeable they are to the audience, or two, have a long conversation with you as a peer. Now, many of these folks may not realize what they're doing. The challenge, though, is timing. So instead of answering their questions, I recommend that we acknowledge the story, compliment them if there is one to give, and give a quick, under 30-second answer so it appears you're addressing the question. The second type is related to the above, but with a dark turn. These are the baited questions. The dead giveaway here is tone. Most of us can sense the hostility in word choice and in the context. That old saying, consider the source, works well here. The best response? Nip this in the bud. Two options here. One, you can kill him with kindness. Taking the high road rarely makes us look bad. Or two, you can return the snark with a small dose of snark that shuts down the conversation. Both approaches have their pros and cons. Use your discretion to decide which path to take. In the marketplace of ideas, engagement comes in many forms. There are folks who use questions to burnish their reputation. They are not looking for answers, so let's not give it to them. Instead, let's address the heart of the inquiry and proceed from there. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.